Matthew, chapter 22. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village that is across from you, and right away you will find a colt tied, loose him, and bring him to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you will say, The Lord has need of him, and right away he will send him. And the disciples went, and did even as Jesus appointed them, and brought the colt, and put their garments on him, and he sat on him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut branches from the trees, and spread them in the way. And those who went before him, and who followed, cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh, Hosanna in the highest. And he entered into Jerusalem, into the temple, and when he had looked around on all things, it being now evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Now in the morning as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he came to it, and found nothing on it, but leaves only, and he says to it, No longer from you will there be fruit, forever. And his disciples heard it. And Jesus entered into the temple, and cast out all those who sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold the doves. And he says to them, It is written, My house will be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. And when evening came they went forth out of the city. And as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance says to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering says to them, Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever will say to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, and will not doubt in his heart, but will believe that what he says comes to pass, he will have it. Therefore I say to you, all things that you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one question, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where was it? From heaven or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we will say, From heaven, he will say to us, Why then did you not believe him? But if we will say, From men, we fear the multitude, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus, and said, We don't know. He also said to them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. And he spoke to them in parables, saying, There was a man who was a householder, who planted a vineyard, and set a hedge about it, and dug a wine press in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into another country. And when the season of the fruits drew near, he sent his slaves to the husbandmen, to receive his fruits. And the husbandmen took his slaves, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves more than the first, and they did to them in like manner. But afterward he sent to them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But the husbandmen, when they saw the son, said among themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and take his inheritance. And they took him, and killed him, and cast him forth out of the vineyard. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard to others. Have you not read even this scripture, The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner, this was from Yahweh, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And when they heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. And when they sought to lay hold on him, they feared the multitudes.